I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Talk to you shortly about what I entitled Foundation for Business and Career Breakthrough. Are you sure you are clapping? Foundations for Business and Career Breakthroughs.
And I say, Bibi Biara, we are piano, so also a quaint bit to me about that one.
You are welcome, they are looking beautiful. Let's clap for them. What do we mean by business? Business simply is the exchange of goods and services for financial returns or financial benefits.
Na yeka se ejuma ne de ejuma ne se o ton bibi anase obi nso eto bibi efri honum se ne ebe ya usikasem ebekoyi e di amawo.
For example, you provide me with food, I give you money. You provide me food to solve my hunger problem, I also give you money to increase your food business. That's business.
Enunti ete se ebi a o ton ejiane o wa ma meduane o ma meduane na me nso ma ma usika.
And what do we mean by career? When we say someone has a career simply means a particular vocation, a particular vocation or occupation for which you have been trained. A particular, like something you do as a profession.
Now you can say jumedia.
And so every one of us here, we are connected to one form of career or the other. I'm a pastor, that is my career.
You may
be an engineer, you may be a lawyer, you may be a fashion designer, you may be a hairdresser, you may be a mechanic, you may be a photographer, whatever has become or something you have been trained for.
That is a dear Biara was near Biara now,
that becomes your profession, your career. If you are a student, you are still in training for a career.
It is a woo school need the anatomy, the woo school, a woo school, and the SSNA Bayer, also no other woo be now.
Every one of us is representing a certain career as we are seated here right now.
There
are people who are going into telecommunication, there are people who are going into journalism, there are people here who are pursuing marketing, accounting, managerial careers and all kinds of things. Engineering and all kinds. When we talk about breakthrough in that sense, we are talking about success, going beyond a limit, being successful, going beyond a limit. That is what we mean when we are talking about breakthrough. I pray for every career that is represented before me this morning, that may God cause you to go beyond.
Amen.
Let your amen be a believer's one.
Amen.
May God cause
wants you to experience a breakthrough.
Amen. In everything that you are involved with, and whatever you do with your hands, that God will cause you to excel in it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for the
Lord.
So when we talk about foundation, foundation simply means fundamental elements that must be in place if you have enduring success in your career. Fundamental elements that must be in place if you are going to see this success that we are talking about in your career or in your academic life. Genesis 22 verse 15 to 17. Shall we read? Genesis 22 verse 15 to 17. Can we be quick? Genesis 22 15 to 17. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, for because you have done this thing, everybody take notice of what God is saying. Because you have done this thing and has not withheld your son, your only son. So in blessing, verse 17, in blessing, I will bless you. May that be your story.
Amen.
Or if your amen is loud, it will happen for you.
Amen.
In blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply your seed. Say an amen.
Amen.
As the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of their enemies. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
May the blessings of God change your level after this morning. Whatever level you are operating in, financially, academically, in your career, I pray that by the close of this service, may the angel of the Lord move you forward.
Amen.
Let your amen be a loudest one.
Amen.
So God said to Abraham, because of what you have done, verse 15, because of what you have done, I am going to bless you and multiply you. That means that for God to do something like increase and breakthrough, there are things that must be done.
And it's when Yankupon catches Abraham said, and Nam dear YNT, me baba babishrao, not just saying Yankupon Beshrawa, next to the BBA will wire.
That is why we are talking about foundations that can bring God's success into your own career.
Waiting and an amino castle of Papima, who bet me a year, bet me a match, bet me a beer, a wood, who bet me a year,
because of what you have done.
And Nam dear YNT.
That means that the things that you are doing, they either become a foundation for progress or they become a foundation for retrogression.
And you see, and that's just saying, and yeah, oh, yeah, let's be by your papa, I bet you get in us ready. And I said, papa, who bet you were waiting us ready.
Tell the one seated by you, ask the one seated by you, what foundation are you laying for your career?
We said, you are two in Chinese, a papa, and I would see one man, I'm a true
man. What foundation are you really laying? Is it a foundation that will help sustain your progress in the future with respect to what you are doing, or is it a foundation that will bring you down? I want you to understand that it is the will of God that His children succeed in their work. God doesn't want us to be lazy. God doesn't want us to fail.
Chapter 3 verse 10,
the Bible says, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any hand do not work, let him not eat. If anyone do not work, let him not eat. That means that God is interested in His children working in order to
Nyankopon ese ensa enye adwuma ne ni sesa ensa no edidi na cheso Nyankopon oho no opese wuye biribi se ne ebe ya wo
so
bako
so it means that work is not a punishment. Tell somebody about you, work is not a punishment.
Eti e wose wo jitu mu se adwuma wo ho yi enye ade a Nyankopon ade ye bi atata wo ana se opese wo ye no de se o de.
You know that a lot of you or people tend to think that work came to this world because of Adam's sin.
Ask the one by you. Have you been thinking like that?
Adam,
how many have heard that? How many have heard that before? That if not for Adam, we will not sweat like that, isn't it? Clap your two hands for the Lord. How many of you agree with those people that Adam is the reason why?
You wake up
and you'll be eating all the fruit in the garden, isn't it? You wake up and you sleep, and then wake up in the afternoon, and then you just be enjoying all the rivers and the swimming pool in the garden. How many of you used to think like that? That if not that Adam said, there was no way. You are pretending. You used to think like that. That you don't wake up and go to work, isn't it? That you enjoy, that you are eating all the apple, like enjoy yourself. Tell somebody, work is not a punishment God gave to man.
No!
No! Let us pray. Let me tell you something. Work is actually the main reason why God created Adam. Work.
The other person was here saying, "Hey, a human created, and a man on your born Adam."
Tell the one by you, you were created to perform certain works.
Catch the daughter on chair. They say, "Your boy send your baby a woman to me. Your human soul could be."
The essence of your living is a certain work God wants you to do. That's the reason why. You were created to work. God made Adam for work. Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. And I'm going to read with all of you. We are reading to verse 7. Genesis 2, verse 5, and then verse 7. Are you there, everyone? And every plant of the field, I want to read with you. Everybody join me. If you don't read, I'll bring you the microphone. Everybody join me. One, go. And every plant of the field, before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Said there was no man to till the ground. There was no man yet who could. God has created everything, but there was no man to take care of what God has created. There was no man to till, to make it look beautiful. There was no man to work on the soil. Hallelujah. So God decided to create man. After this, and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath, and man became a living soul. So the reason why God created man was because after he created everything, there was no watchman, there was no farmer to take care of it, there was no man to be in that business to take care of the animals, so that they will increase and they will be able to be successful. Clap your two hands for the Lord. God doesn't like lazy Christians. If Adam were to be lazy, he couldn't have taken care of the whole garden.
Adam
was working in the garden before God drove them out of the garden. He was tilling the earth. He was a farmer. He was into animal husbandry. He was taking care of the animals and he was farming. So, work was the relationship between Adam and God. Adam's boss was God. And God normally comes to the garden to check whether he's doing things well or not. One of the days when God visited the garden for accountability, he realized that Adam was running away. then you realize that something has happened to Adam. So what I'm trying to say is that work is not a case. Just
yeah, me person may come out with the idea, you know, and it's a juma way, and now
so
change.
So laziness is actually a problem. It's a disease. Tell the one, my laziness is a problem.
I can't do a moment and a year.
And it's a disease.
May
God deliver anybody here suffering from the disease of laziness.
Amen.
The disease of laziness is what can make you sleep. Every day you are tired. Every day you are tired.
You can
sleep the whole day. You can get sleep. Laziness is the reason why you can't wake up early. Laziness is the reason why you use 1 hour to wash your dishes. 1 hour. A lot of Christians, they don't sustain the jobs of their hands and the work of their hands, because when they get to the office, they are so lazy that they don't want to
work.
They will go to work and put their hands on the table and they will snore. They will sleep.
They will
go to work and they are social media, they are
on
the internet, they are busy for nothing.
Because
we have a wrong perception about work. We think that work is not Christianity. We think that work is again. We think that work is a curse. We think that when God blesses us, He will take work from there. God's blessing doesn't eliminate work.
Can I
shock somebody? When God says that He will bless you, what God normally does is that He either bless your work or He will change your work. Are you following what I'm saying?
Or
this one, you don't like what I'm preaching. I can preach about heaven.
I'm
saying your laziness is not because you are a shepherd. Your laziness is not because you are a Christian. Your laziness in your workplace is not because you are a pastor. Your laziness is because you are lazy. You are not sleeping because you are a shepherd. Your laziness is because you are lazy. As a pastor, I always say, and I always stand by that, anybody who is lazy in his secular work, it is going to be a disaster if you employ that person to work for church.
You
make a mistake to employ anybody who is lazy out there, and it comes later, he will be super lazy in the church.
So why say ye next up for be our young quadrupa if we ask now to a Benjamin to use that management and a quadruple born ever prosper.
Bible says that God wishes above all things that we will prosper. God doesn't want us to go down. God wants us to prosper, but laziness will stop our prospering.
Now, when you come to see, now God is saying, "We are not here, and we are not here." Now, so
is somebody following me?
Obi, did you make any change?
When God says that I will bless you, what God is trying to say is that I will bless what you do.
I will change what you do.
And I
said, baby, I will obey you after you and walk over before. I
have to realize that all rich men, they do certain types of jobs. And all poor people, there's a type of job they do.
And I want to say, Omo, Omo, Niye, no, so, Omo, so, Omo, so, Omo, Ejuma, so, Omo, Kubi, Omo, so, Omo, Yeye, Yeye.
No, no, am I speaking to the wrong people?
Obu Aham, and then they cast afar.
Listen, read this for me. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 10. You now look at it. Most poor people, what were given? You can mention some. Most of the poor people in Ghana, what were given? I don't want to mention for you. If I mention for you, you have insulted your own job. So I'll not mention for you.
Me dia men kai bia me ka obeka se be di obi adwuma te me ti wa no.
So I will not look yourself. Look at the job. There are people who are poor around you. What work do they do?
It would they wa so ho kro fo mo ho mo di hia no. Hwa adwuma mo ye.
Thou shalt surely give him, and thy heart shall not be grieved when thou givest, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works and in all that thou put thy hand to do. When God is blessing a man, he blesses you what you put your hands to do.
Nyankopon ehira onipa ohira ehura onipa nsema
odo oyeh man. It's not what he wants you to do, he changes it.
And it is the ekura ona nia no nyankopon epesu ohira so a eno de otsanwo efri wonom edokoya de poforo se na be wetu mesira.
You just have given you an assignment. Look, if you meet rich men, you see that there are certain jobs they do.
What do you make
the reason why Africa has been poor, and Africa may continue to be poor for a long time, is because what we do as Africans, the work we do, even as a continent, we don't manufacture cars.
Yentia ohia bibi memu hanu pa se no ye du ohia no e tina ye du ma die mpa wi ase nyira ye die die so
we don't a lot of us don't invent things. We are not inventors. We can't build our own aeroplane. Even our own car, what we try to do is like phone call. When I come to you, I said, this is made in Ghana speaker, this is made in Europe speaker, which I remember.
Now me banam me catch you say where are you made in Ghana speaker and I went to are you made in Europe?
But you don't know that. We don't manufacture. We only give the raw material. Now look at the nations that
have. What would you say? Yet they have
a certain work to do. They are tight.
The two bones say if we are to move,
we are leading here.
Yeah, well, it's too much. We are
manufacturing.
We bones say omo di omo share niema. I'm profound here, no matter what I'm doing.
Industries, building cars,
aeroplanes,
if you sell one car, the profit you get, and if you sell tomatoes, one box, can it be equivalent to selling one car?
So be a car, but for us, the rich do.
Make them more richer.
And until any human is capable, any yeno, a person who has money is capable of doing
that. We say we invest in farming. How many produce do we sell to exchange for the profit of an aeroplane? One aeroplane.
That's why we remember how idea. Yeah, they see a fool and a buyer. That buyer and other year fool, but now some fast one. No, be an aeroplane. We only need paper. No, yet the two one a year.
That is why they get richer. That's the truth I'm telling you.
And
when they sell one software, when they release one software, the money they make.
That's why we have software by Kupen Po. That's why we turn us into car. We need any free money.
We will be in Africa, and we are now clearing the land. We are now. Most rich people you can trade. They have a certain. See, most rich people are not employees, they are employers. Even in Africa, if you want to, the rich people in Africa, they don't work for people, they work, the people work for them. Until you move from that level, you can't be rich to a certain level. What you may be calling riches is just because you are one eye man among blind people. I get what I'm saying.
We say they are mechanical.
You may not like that. We are in police service. I'm not preaching about sin, I'm preaching about work.
They see here, be away here,
work is not wrong.
Because
God wants to bless a man, God blesses the man through his work.
That's what I want you to understand.
So God wants to bless Abraham. God looked at the work Abraham was doing in those days. In those days, in the days of Abraham, farming was the best work. In the days of
Abraham,
so God blessed him in goat, sheep, camel. God blessed him with wells. Today, if you dig wells, are you a rich man? By those days, who took a bulla? Who is king? Who a bulla? Who is so? For whatever bet those the old man who nyan, it is who is king. So Isaac became rich. Genesis 26. Because of well, a bulla Isaac 2 years and the money is. But today, who took a bulla? No, I ain't getting where I'm coming from. So I'm not despising anywhere. I'm not looking me in shade. You may be asking. That thing, I mean, you are doomed. Next, the people will say, man, think outside the box and create different jobs for yourself. If you create some jobs. No rich person works under somebody. Just salary. Don't force you or other jobs that no money. Because where you work, you do all the work. But how much will your boss pay you? How much will
she be away at Juman? No, be a human in so or boss, sick as say and or the
how much will he give? So you cannot be richer than your boss.
Not just the one cast which means yet cut that and
boss. If you want to get to his level, you must also start creating jobs.
The 2% who do baby our boss
of an employee to the work of an employer. Is how the rich becomes
rich.
So I pray for everyone here in the name of Jesus. Oh, if you don't like the prayer, I'm going to pray. I pray for everyone seated under my voice. Today you may be an employee, but by the close of this year, by the close of next year, in the next 5 years, may you also give other people jobs to do. May you be a creator of jobs in the name of Jesus. May you become a creator of jobs in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless the work of your hands in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord multiply what you do in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As your Lord has said, amen. Drop your two hands. Drop your two hands together. Are you following me? The Bible says that for they that know their God, they shall be strong. And they shall do it. In other words, in perspective of the economy of the nation, the children of God are supposed to do well in their finances, in their business, in their career. Why? Because they know God.
Not just say and fang on any or mine music asem. When you uncle pon and man qua dear, umubeti ye or the omuye PM. If we say, umuni me rade.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
So I pray that God will bless what you do in this season. Amen.
Amen.
But now I want you to understand that everything required for success is in the word of God. Everything.
They have a person what you ask, say, Bibi Pierre, open here, would you be the year? No, and we're ready as
The word of God is what you apply to be successful as a Christian.
If
we want to teach a child of God how to succeed in his career, we cannot go beyond the Bible. Everything we will teach you will be in the Bible. And that is what makes you wise. And the wisdom that will make you prosper. Matthew 7:24, Jesus said, anybody who hears my words and applies, he it is who is wise. It is he who is wise. So it takes wisdom to prosper
and
to do business. So now, what is it, the word of God, that can make your career and your business become successful? What are the
foundations?
How many of you want me to show you? Number one,
and
that's what I'll talk to you for today. If you are going to prosper as a child of God in your career, in the work that you do, then the first thing that you need is foundation of divine partnership with God. You will partner with God. No child of God can experience success in his business and in his finances if he puts God aside. Check the story of Abraham. Check Isaac. Check
Abraham.
Solomon, David. All of them, they were nobodies until God came into their lives. In Genesis 12:1-2, when God appeared to Abraham, God told him, leave your father's house. I, the Lord, I'll be with you and I'll bless you. And I'll give you a name. And the Bible says that God blessed Abraham when he obeyed. And in chapter 24:35, Abraham's servant described Abraham that the Lord has blessed my master Abraham greatly. And he has given him flock, herds, silver, gold, men servants, maid servants, camel, asses, etc., etc. Because this was the work he was teaching. God multiplied him. Isaac also, in Genesis 26, the Bible said that God appeared to him in verse 2, and God told him, don't leave this place because of the financial hardship, but I, the Lord, I will be with you. So career man, career woman, it is not necessarily about just change of job. It is first and foremost about partnership with God.
Sometimes,
the problem is not in the work you are doing. Sometimes the problem is the fact that you are disconnected from God. Is God involved in this career you are building? Is God involved in this business you are building? All you are your own. Because you can only succeed first and foremost by divine partnership. God's active involvement in what you are doing is what will guarantee your success first and foremost. He said, dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you.
May that be somebody's story here.
Amen.
Right in this land, may God bless you.
Amen.
Right in that office, may God bless you.
Amen.
Right in that profession, may God bless you.
Amen.
Right in what you do, may God increase you.
Amen.
Put your two hands together.
Was even a servant. The Bible tells us in Genesis 39, the verse number 2 and 3, that and God was to Joseph, and he prospered in his master's house. He prospered. If you are working under somebody, what can make you see prosperity is when God is with you. You must secure the presence of God in what you are doing. You're a hairdresser, is God with you? You are a mechanic, is God with you? You are a lawyer, is God with you? As an engineer, is God with you? As a developer, is God with you? As a businessman, is God with you? As a student, is God practically involved in what you are doing? Look at Jacob.
Yes, you will be Jacob.
In Genesis chapter 28, the Bible says that Jacob was running. Verse 15, he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw a ladder long from heaven. And he saw angels ascending and descending. Up to this time, he was a nobody. Nobody knew him. He just
laughed away. Jacob, no,
a lot of us who are sitting here, we are young people. Ask him who knows you.
Why
already you think you are rich?
But why do you hear what they say? Who was he keeping?
Who knows you?
Why the new war? Why the new this guy?
If you step out of your friends, who knows?
So who free will not perform? Why the new war?
As a businessman, a move. There are names when you mention in Ghana, everybody know them.
You will dig you on my bow crow in Mupea. Which you say, the past message any mono.
There are names when you step out of Ghana and you mention, nobody knows.
You will dig this who a promo has say, your bow hand and soon every Ghana penalty will be any.
But God told Abraham, I will give you a name.
Now Uncle Pong actually Abraham said, woman,
I pray for you in the name of Jesus. That by the time you are ending your life's race on earth, may God give you a great name.
Amen.
When God says he will give you a great name, he will not rename you. He will not rename you.
And let's say be a Yakup podcast of Obama with Infopra. Obama has to do for
their own name become great.
Obama a dinner that will soon one castle Abba by Lady Akesta.
Amen. Mention one great name you know in Ghana.
Despite.
Is that his real name? He's called Osei Kwame. Okay. Now listen. Before he became popular, when you go somewhere you mention I am what's the full name? Kwame or Osei Kwame. When you go somewhere, you say, okay, brother, I'm Osei Kwame. There are many people in Ghana called Osei Kwame. Many people call Mandela. Many people call Clinton. Many is a normal name. Many people. Even the name Jesus, there were many people who were called Jesus. Till today, there are still many people called Jesus. But when it gets to your turn, and because of you, you make the name so powerful and so popular, everybody knows it. Now, after you, anytime the name is mentioned, all attention comes to you. Now, the whole world, if you mention one name like Messi, even though there may be many Messies in Argentina, as of now, every arrow will be directed towards the one. That means that God has given him a name. It's like that name has become his. I prophesy over 100 people here.
Amen.
That today you may be a nobody, but by the time you cross earth into eternity, may God give you a great name. I said, may God increase your own authority.
Amen.
May your name become great. But after you, when they now mention your name, everybody is directed to you. When everybody is called that name, everybody will direct it to you.
Amen.
You know, when I was going to school, I knew a lot of Kufo, Kufo, Kufo. But now when you mention Kufo, one name comes. One man's face comes. Many males. Who are Ata? But now when you mention Ata males, it's not the only 12 who is 4 males, but one man comes. Many. But when you mention one now, only one man. There are many males. But today, when you mention Dark, he would. If you don't mention the full name, just mention Dark. One man will come to you.
Lift up your right hand, Lord.
Don't let me be insignificant. Bless me and make me great. Clap your two hands for
him.
Not all the names that I mentioned were made great by God. Some of them were made great by God. Some were made great by their own hard work. Some were made great by other shrines and altars. But the joy of it is that anything the devil can do, the original is from God.
So may you not consult
any shrine. May you not depend on your own effort and on luck. But may God Himself make you great. I said, may God Himself make you great. May God Himself make you great. Some of them, they are known in this country that they deal in cocaine. Secret cocaine is not the work they are doing that made them rich. The secret cocaine and things that they were transporting that made them great. People know about all those things.
Amen.
So Jacob was like you and I, who didn't know anything, who was nobody. But Genesis 20, the Bible says that he had a dream. And in his dream, he saw angels ascending and descending. And then God stood at the end of the ladder, and God told him that I am going to be with you. Give me that scripture. Change the version for me. Now, let's all read. One, go. I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised to you. May that be your own experience.
Amen.
I said, may that be your own story.
I said, may that be your own story.
Amen.
Then look at what happened in verse 30. Jump to verse 30. After this promise, after some years, about 14 years after, look at what happened to him. Verse 30. 14 years after God said this to him. Look at what happened.
If you are doing nine etches, so you go upon a can't same way at the etcher. No, you see here.
Verse 30. Oh, all right, they can't find it. And now, Bible says that, and the Lord God blessed Abraham and Jacob. Listen, God
visited Jacob
after this prophecy or this promise, and God gave him a dream. And in the dream, he saw that certain black and white animals were increasing among the flock of his master Abraham. And he saw that the black and white animals became more than the all white animals. And in those days, all the animals were either all white or all black. There was no black and white. If you are an animal, you are black and white, you are like unwanted. It's either you are pure white or pure black.
In the Middle East,
watch how they are
seen.
He saw that black and white, black.
As one day or so, they will say,
then he woke up from the dream.
Now, sorry, every day.
Then he saw that no, God was giving an idea that he should go into black and white, he will be rich.
Now, so
he had a disagreement with his boss and told his boss that, okay, from today, don't pay me any physical money, salary. From today, any of the babies that come out that is black and white will be mine, and the one that is pure white and pure black will be yours. And the boss was very happy because she will hardly get black and white. All the animals, they are white or black. When the animals started giving birth, all of them started giving birth black and white. Black, ah, neighbors say, ah, what has happened? All the animals black and white. All the animals black and white. After 2 years, the black and whites were more than the owner's white wives, and he became richer than his boss. Then the children started that they were fighting, you have stolen from our boss, blah 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 blah. Long story short, he said, okay, I'm going back to my father's house. He carried all the animals, and Laban became poor.
Do you get it?
How did Jacob become rich? God showed him a strategy. That's what I'm telling you, that what you need is God to direct you to. God should be part of what you are doing. Lift up your right and say, be part of my life, Lord. Say, be part of my life, Lord. Say, be part of my life, Lord. Yeah, that is in Genesis chapter 30, verse 32. Go. Now, when God is part of the business you are doing, I'm showing you the number one way as a Christian.
So when you come home, we juma find Bakua Christoni.
That is God being part of your life.
The union say
number one. And when God is part of your life, what does he do for you? Write down.
So when you come home,
he blesses you. And blessing means power. So he empowers you to succeed in what you are doing. God told Abraham, I'll be with you and I'll bless you. I will empower you to succeed. May God bless the work of your hands.
Amen.
Number two,
protection.
He doesn't
just bless the work of your hands, though. He will also protect you.
Yeah.
You have competitors, so there are people who are not happy with the customers you have.
There are people
who are not happy with the clients that you have gotten. There are people who want to take what you have.
But
Genesis chapter 28 verse 15, God told Jacob that I will not just be with you, but I will protect you wherever you go.
May God protect your business.
You are not here. I said, may God protect your business. May God protect you in your career.
Amen.
As you are in school and you are excelling, may God protect you.
Amen.
Any evil eyes that shall look at you or shall behold your profession, your business, your staff, I pray that may God shut their eyes.
Amen.
May God shut their eyes.
Amen.
May God shut their eyes.
Amen.
Psalm 23 verse 4, he said that even though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou act with me. When God is with you, your business will be seen. The third thing God does for you when He's with you is that He gives you direction, guidance. Genesis 26, verse 1 and 2. When Jacob was making a mistake, when Isaac was leaving to go and look for greener pastures in Egypt, like today, people leaving and going to Europe and America and all over the world for greener pastures, God appeared to him in verse 2 and told him, do not go to Egypt. Do not go down to
Abraham, Jacob, Pastor, baby, our two, three, one, Isaac, Abraham, Pastor, or two, not the court, Egypt, you know. When you come on catch them, they
said, and I shall be with you.
Tina, baby, I will,
and I will bless you. See, when you are going to make a mistake that will bring down your business, that will bring down, some of you, you make a mistake that will make you lose a job. You have a job, you are doing it. One decision you take can make you lose the job. Then you start complaining, but it's a decision you took. But I pray for everyone here that any decision you will take that will make you fail in school or fail in your career, may God cause you to overcome it.
Amen.
May God protect you against that decision.
Amen.
And I pray that may God direct your steps.
Amen.
May God guide you.
Amen.
As you make decisions. In the name of Jesus, clap your two hands for the Lord.
But sometime
Luke 5 verse 4. Jesus told Peter, throw the net to this area. Throw it here.
Now when you said that Jesus Christ will catch Peter and say,
Peter said, we have worked all night.
Now Peter catch Jesus said, ah, yeah, man,
and Peter, I'm a fisherman. You are a carpenter.
Or catch it, or catch it, say, ah, now me a fisherman. Oh, you're a carpenter.
You are not the one to teach me what to do.
And now no carpenter in our fisherman, baby, and to myself.
And Jesus said, I said, cast it here.
I used to catch it and say, say, to us, I will not
go. Then Peter said, oh, when we are going for it, we go in the night. We don't go in the morning. Morning, we are just washing our net. No, you won't catch anything. All the animals are gone. Jesus said, I said, cast the net.
Now Peter catch it and say, ah,
oh, say direction. Say direction.
Yes, say, me say, to us, I will not go.
And the Bible says that, and Peter obeyed. He said, okay, you. Who's the main one? Then he cast the net there. Just around. The same area, the same sea. Didn't change the sea.
What saw the piano chinana? One man or two at them.
A little direction.
Not just a point.
They caught a bumper harvest. They cost too much.
The Bible,
they
say,
needed other companies to come and do the contract with
them. I
pray for 100 people here that the direction that will make you a multi-millionaire in your business, may God cause that idea to come into your mind. May God give you that idea. The idea that will make you excel in class, may God give you that idea.
Amen.
The idea that will make you do well in your career, may you have that idea.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
The simple idea, Jesus. Simple idea. So when God is with you, he doesn't want you to make a mistake. That's why it's like somebody come. The person's challenge is presenting a proposal. You feel like investing your money into it. Meanwhile, when you pray, you have a feeling that no, don't invest in this company. Don't put your money in this bank. And soon after, you realize that oh, the thing is fraud. Oh, the thing has collapsed. Oh,
the voice, direction.
Tell somebody, be careful how you partner with people.
Again, he gives you favor. Genesis 29 verse 4. God was with Joseph and gave him favor. If you do well in business and favor, people should just feel like giving you the contract. They should just feel like giving you the job. They should just feel like employing you.
I don't know why, but I want to employ you. There are many people, but I feel like giving you the contract.
That
is how business is
breakthrough.
And somebody here is working in that favor.
Amen.
And then the last but one, open heavens. God opens the heavens so that the work of their hands will prosper. When God is with you, he opens the heavens for you. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. When God is with you, he opens the heavens for you. And then the last one is he gives you wisdom. Wisdom and understanding. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding. And he excelled in his business, his career, and he became so rich. May that be your own story here.
Amen.
May that be your own story here.
Amen.
But how do you get God to be with you? How do you get God to partner with you? Maybe you are here hearing this for the first time. You are saying, Pastor, how do I get God to partner with me as a student? How do I get God to
partner with me? Don't think
that the fact that you bear a Christian name and you are called Joseph, so God is with you. Don't think because your name is called Daniel, so God is with you. We went on missions somewhere. Then I went to preach to one old man.
Then I
asked the old man in the Volta region. I asked him, are you born again?
The man said, oh,
I'm born again.
Why am I
here? He said it in the local language. I'm a Christian. Then I said, why? His name is called Daniel. And in the Bible, Daniel went to the lion den. Tell somebody, the fact that you have a Christian name does not make you a Christian. The fact that you are called Peter does not mean you are a Christian. You have four.
And let me
talk with the fact that you are sitting here this morning does not mean that God is with you in the work you are doing. There are many people here who call me pastor, but I'm not involved in everybody's life here. Everybody goes home. There are people they go and do their own thing. They will never ask me, oh, maybe daddy, can I do this? Oh, maybe daddy, I'm just a pastor, so I preach to them. They go.
I want
people that I am practically involved in their life. When they are even going to rent a house, they discuss with me. You think the area will be good for us? I've not asked them to. But they just feel like talking to you about anything.
You are their father.
Not everybody who is here this morning as a Christian who has God practically in his life.
Otherwise,
why should some of us fail and some of us will be succeeding? Why the same church, the same pastor, the same anointing? Why should some of us be going up and others are coming down? Because not everybody has God practically involved in their life. They put God
How do you get
divine partnership? The first thing is that genuinely surrender to the Lordship of Jesus.
Accept him as
your Lord, your boss, your CEO.
Otherwise,
he will be somewhere
and watch.
Revelation 3 verse 20 said, I stand at the door of your heart. I'm knocking. Anybody who open, I'll come and be part. Jesus wants to be part of your soul. He wants to be part of your education. He wants to be part of your life. But if you don't allow him, he can't enter.
Now send your can say, "Ojina ebunu nchina obom no bi biara obebi no no." Oba ba ba betrenu na kuma munena bobra. Sa pepe ene Jesus Christ opese wo kan yeho. E wo bi biara ye ye musie. Bie ekwa no ama no
hoa. Romans 10:9-10. You confess with your mouth and you back it with your heart. Bible says that you shall be saved. You will come in. Number two, maintain fellowship with the Holy Spirit daily. If you want him to come and be partner with you, make sure that you are fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. According to 2 Corinthians 13:14, how do you do that? By daily prayer. Daily prayer and reading the Bible. Daily prayer. Talking to the Holy Spirit. Lord, what do I do? Should I apply here? Where should I apply the job? Or should I write this? Or should I invest in this one? Or should I talk to this man? Or should I talk to this woman? Or should I go here? Or should I put my shop here? Or I should put my shop there? Holy Spirit, what should I do? Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, thank you. Holy Spirit, lead me. Fellowshipping with the Spirit is what will make him part of what you are doing. And then finally, stay in the word of God. Read it and obey it. Obey the word of God. Psalm 1:3 says, his delight is in the law of the Lord. In the word he will meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, whose leaves do not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. If you want whatever you do to prosper, if you don't want your wheat to your company to dry up, your business to dry up, then what you need is that abide in the word of God. Listen to the word, read the word, and obey the word. If Peter didn't obey the word, he couldn't have caught any fish. Clap your two hands for
that. Let's say Peter and Kawan, coupon a seminar, and can a yet fish out here and old me and
obey the word of Titan.
I was saying, we used to see Emma.
If you don't obey the word of Titan, your business can crash. I'm telling you for free.
Today
you may still be getting some money, even though you are spending your tithe and you don't pay your tithe. But what you are doing, you are killing your future business. There is, you are killing it. Today the money is coming, but you are killing it.
Also, who said,
a time will come, you realize that nothing is working. You don't know, oh, Pastor, why? Pastor, why? But years ago, you were spending your time. Obey the word of God concerning tithing. Obey the word of God concerning giving. Give. Sponsor kingdom projects. Church projects. Kingdom projects. Give to the poor. Honor your mother and your father. Give to your mother and your father. Give a cup of water to the man of God. Give prophetic offering. These are the word of God concerning how your business and your money will increase. I can't teach you any other thing.
na wose otimi eboa onyakopon enipa o ma nsuo no opoa na onyakopon adwuma se ne beye mekos we ni ne beba muadi
otimi
nkyere wa de foforo bia we ene de
onyakopon how to have God in your life
we ene e pa beba so a obenya onyakopon
manaka o fellowship with his spirit and live in a way. Clap your two hands. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.